This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in the Middle East, anticipating the change of administration in Washington in these next hours. What will the Trump administration bring to the conflicts still raging? Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, the Houthis in northern Yemen, and of course Iran, the brain of the octopus. Maximum pressure once upon a time, will it return? I speak to Bill Raggio and Hussein Haqqani of the FTD and the Hudson Institute about anticipation. Mr. Trump and then National Security Advisor Waltz and Secretary of State Mr. Rubio, new directions. We then turn to David Daoud of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy for details on the conflict zone. The fresh news is there is a president in Lebanon, didn't exist a week ago, and Mr. Aoun has an opportunity to name a prime minister and use the Lebanese armed forces to disarm Hezbollah south of Latani. That will end the conflict for the immediate future. Mr. Daoud also addresses Hamas and its hostage negotiation. The Houthis, who continue to pepper Israel with ballistic missiles and drones that don't get through, but the shrapnel gets through. And then there's Syria. What is to be done with al-Qaeda members who haven't forsworn the jihad and yet now dress in Italian suits and trim their beards? Turn to the question of the whole of the Middle East with Malcolm Honlein, who's returned from Israel, and my colleague Thaddeus McCotter. Of great interest is Iran. The currency has collapsed to 800,000 or more to a dollar. The deal with Iran and China is sustaining some of the efforts. Cash paid for oil, but not everything. Iran is in a decline that maybe makes it more dangerous, unknown. There's also a succession struggle. The Ayatollah, his age is compelling him to plan for his succession. And the leading candidate is his son, Mojtaba. Not a positive development. Also, we mentioned in the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas is now in the 21st year of his 4-year term. No reason to believe he's going to leave the stage. Pay for slay is still in place. All the poisonous policies of his 21 years of a 4-year term. Turning then to Ukraine and the crisis in Ukraine. In the Kursk salient, the battle between the Russian forces in using the North Korean mercenaries and the Ukrainian forces, anticipating a negotiation in which the Kursk salient, which is Russian territory, can be used by Washington and Kyiv as a way of bargaining. But at the same time, the Russian forces are having some success encircling Pokrovsk and cutting it off from reinforcement. That is not a positive development. The mud and the thaw, the freezing and the cold. General Frost is on the field. Now and again, it turns into General Mud. And again, not a positive development in Ukraine. The fires of L.A., Jeff Bliss reporting that the winds are picking up again and expected to get stronger past 50. I've seen the number 75. That'll take fires that are not contained. That would be the Palisade fire and the Eaton fire, and make them even more dangerous. The Palisade fire is by far the largest, approaching the neighborhoods of all the fine neighborhoods all around the mountains. You see, as the fire comes off the mountainside, it can jump right into Brentwood or Sherman Oaks. There is no peace right now in Los Angeles. People are numb. Evacuation orders or warning of evacuation is everywhere, especially in the areas around the neighborhoods where their residents are watching these cliffs burn above them as the fire approaches. Jeff reminds all of us that when they say evacuate, move, because a fire can go faster than a man or woman can run. Certainly if you have children, get out. You cannot outrun a fire once it comes off that hillside. And then the question of peace. Is there a negotiation at hand? Unknown. In China, we have threats that are peculiar. The PLA wants us to know they're building landing craft, enormous landing craft, that can solve the mudflats of Taiwan. Taiwan has one of the most forbidding shorelines in all of Asia, not easy to invade. What do those landing craft mean? Is this a signal? Are they attacking? And then Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo joined to comment on the Venezuela dictatorship under Maduro and Panama, the new debate about Panama being taken back by the United States because the U.S. is charged with defending it and China is using its cash to buy the infrastructure. They own Costco shipping on both sides of the canal. Is Panama capable of defending itself? Not really. So Mr. Trump has started an argument that I'm watching develop in favor of taking it back under some kind of agreement with the government, President Molino. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday.
Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego Chicken Sandwich, Fuego Fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego Chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty Classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego Chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.